Hi, welcome to season 3 of the Pictures Out There podcast series. This is chat number 23. Today, Lee and Dave chat about the Sporting KC soccer team, sharing power, real leadership, humility, everyone matters, and more. And now, here's Dave and Lee.
Well, thank you, Candy, for that wonderful introduction. This is Dave.
And this is Lee.
And we want to welcome everybody, our whole audience, our present-day audience in millennia.
Yes.
To come and everything in between, right?
Right.
Yeah. Our future AI audience. Our
Hello.
Present AI audience. We know you guys are here. You have arrived. And our future and present alien audience, because we do know you're there. Mm-hmm. We're so glad to have all of you all here listening and joining us. So we always start with a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
What are your ideals and what are your pictures?
Yeah, reflect on those questions as we go through our conversation today. So, and the two books, let me tell you what those are, Pictures Out There and Ideals Out There by one Dave Fogelman. And also in the podcast series over the last few seasons, we speak to our picture for leadership, and we also have a picture for power. We say that the best model and the best picture is all for us to share leadership and to share power, in which case we believe everyone benefits. So in the books and podcasts, we say that there's a power in hearing everyone's story, in hearing everyone's perspective. And again, by doing so, we believe everyone benefits.
So listeners, you might be going, why are you specifically pointing this out right now? Oh, there's a reason.
There's a reason.
There's a story we're going to tell. We also, in our books and podcasts, say that there is a power in calm urgency. We call that that phrase because it's an atmosphere and a culture with calm urgency that actually removes stress but allows for prompt action. Everyone performs at their best in an environment and a culture that includes calm urgency. And the self-confidence for all that calm urgency creates is amazing. Mm-hmm. The teaming and community it creates is incredible. And just like before, as Lee was talking, everyone benefits.
Yes. There's also power, and guess what? Just simply having fun together. Just having fun together.
Absolutely.
Enjoying one another and shared experiences. There's a power that comes from shared experiences and from shared stories. As we've said, everyone benefits. So here is a beautiful example of all these things. We're going to share now the 2023 Major League Soccer season of Sporting Kansas City professional soccer team. Here is an article from November of 2023 that describes a key crossroads in that season, and it's written by Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star. The article was titled, Burn the Place Down.
Say that again?
Burn the Place Down.
Okay.
How Sporting KC Flipped Its Season with Beers and a Campfire.
Ah, so the article begins. The equipment room sits on the back end of Sporting Kansas City's locker room. And on a late October evening, it supplies the setting for a post-game celebration. Okay, not just any post-game celebration, one that acknowledges that the best in-season turnaround in franchise history will include a trip to the playoffs. If we're being honest, the space is a bit crammed for the full roster, but no one wants to skip this one. Most of the players have a shot glass in their hand, waiting for Captain Johnny Russell to finish a speech before downing what's inside it.
Okay. Russell says, quote, we haven't done anything yet, which sparks a reaction from the group, but not nearly the volume of the one that will follow. He goes, let's make a bleeping run for it. By it, he is referring to the championship. The glasses go in the air and the shots of liquor go down the hatch. Russell, who's one of the first to finish, adds one final sentence into what's become a noisy room. Thank you to Mike for the ranch, because that's what changed this season as well.
For the ranch, okay. The article continues. Much of this scene was captured by Sporting's internal video operations, and if you happened upon it as a fan, you're probably wondering the same thing I was. Huh? The ranch? And changed this season? It's been the unmentionable around these parts, an agreement between those in the locker room as though the ranch is code for a bachelor trip to Las Vegas. It was a retreat is about all they've offered after one of the very worst starts to a season in Major League Soccer history.
But the agreement, all of the details of the so-called retreat would stay there until now. A campfire, a few drinks, and much more. Russell. Okay, as he was smiling and plopped down on a couch inside Sporting's training center, what do you want to know? 10 games into the Sporting KC season, 10 games into a still winless season.
Winless season?
At that point, winless. Owner Mike Illig began calling a few of the team's veteran players. He called Russell, Tim Melia, Roger Espinosa, Graham Zuzzi. And truth be told, Illig initially sought feedback on the head coach, Peter Vermees, and the response was universal. Illig said, all said it was absolutely not the coaching. But there emerged another consistent string from those phone calls. Nobody was having much fun. Which, well, how could they? See, the Sporting KC team playing in the Western Conference semifinals Sunday in Houston, this would have been in October of 2023, endured one of the worst starts to a season the league has ever seen. Ever.
The end of this story is to be determined, the article continues, but that's the start of this story. I'm going to focus mostly on where it turned, on the pivot from worst to best, but I do want to take a step back and recognize this. The thread between the winless streak and what followed provides one of the best examples of the role of mental performance in sports. Proof that confidence matters as much as the tactics. Because what became clear to just about everyone involved is that through 10 games, Sporting had none of it. What was less clear, how the hell to fix it.
Okay. So Andrew Fontas, a defender on the team, said, it can feel like you're never going to win a game again. Which is what Russell meant when he uttered what's become a signature phrase, that he genuinely didn't know how to fix it. The worst thing he's gone through as a player, he has said. Quote from Russell, when you're going through that, guys go into their shell a little bit. It's a lot harder to be social when you're going through something like that. Fontas said, you don't take time to go to dinner with a teammate or even your family and kids. You're just angry. You cannot be happy when you're not doing right in your job. Which is precisely the kind of feedback Illig received from his series of phone calls. Illig said they needed to hit the release valve and hit it hard.
Lee, we're going to stop here mid-article for a second. There are so many things to point out in the course of this story that listeners, you're picking up on. We're going to mention just a couple, but I love the initial thought of, well, there has to be somebody to blame.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and start by checking to see if people like the coach and if the coach is screwing up.
Right.
Right?
That's, right.
Lots of times that's our initial thing when there is not team
Let's seek
success.
Seek blame.
Let's seek blame. To the owner's credit, he listened.
Yes.
He asked for feedback and listened and said, oh, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this phrase of they needed to hit the release valve
hard.
What a phrase.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
What a thought. And so, how often do we not hit release valves? We just keep pressing down.
Pushing and pushing and pushing.
You know, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. So let's step back for this a little bit further, okay? Imagine you and your own work or organizations to which you belong, and you're going through a really, really rough patch, right? As Dave just said, we tend to just put our heads down and push further. These folks went the other way and said, no, our way out of this hole is to have fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever had a really rough patch in your business and you went, well, I guess it's just time to hit eject and have some fun? Man, we just usually don't come to that conclusion.
And there's almost a starting point that you can imagine that the owner had of, I have good people here.
Yeah. Yes.
I have talent here.
Right.
I know I do. Whatever is happening doesn't make me question that.
Right.
So at the point in time that there's, you know, the formal leader isn't doing something wrong and this pressure is just building up. It's not that the people I have aren't the right people and it's not that the leader I have isn't the right leader.
Mm-hmm.
Something else
right.
needs to break the environment.
Yes. Yeah. That's an important observation.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and continue with the article. So one afternoon, Illig called Coach Peter Vermees and told him that he was canceling a weekday practice. The players, Illig said, are going to the ranch.
So let me interrupt. The owner called the coach and said, I, the owner, am canceling your practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting to imagine what the reaction might have been on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Maple Ranch has a bit of a reputation in this circle, the article continues. An hour south of Kansas City, the Illig family often uses the home away from home for informal conventions of sorts. The outdoor surroundings are perhaps eclipsed only by what's inside. The former covers 11,000 acres and a lake with the activities fitting of the environment, and the latter includes a near-exact replica of the Wheel in Lawrence, Kansas, and provides accommodations for more than 100 guests.
For those of you who may not know, the Wheel is a legendary bar.
Mm-hmm. There you go. This trip would need about 30 players only.
Players only. We're leaving the administrators and the coaching staff out of this.
And you know, it certainly conjures up, Lee, before continuing with the article, you know, where's trust in this?
Yeah.
And given, I will say right now, given everything that ended up happening, there must have been a high degree of trust between the owner and the coach.
Yes.
For the coach to be comfortable doing, having the players do this,
right,
which he, by all appearances, seemed to be.
Seemed to be. That's right. Yeah. Yep. So before being transported to the ranch, Illig instructed the players to meet with the team's mental performance coach, Becky Wiseman, who provided some objectives for their overnight stay. Afterward, players were told to go home, pack an overnight bag, and meet back at Illig's office in the afternoon to catch a bus to the ranch. Oh, and one more instruction straight from the owner. Burn the place down. Burn the place down. Russell spoke first during the portion of the evening when the team gathered around the campfire. And as much as you might expect him to have provided some motivation or constructive criticism, he primarily outlined an instructional guide for how the night should unfold. The fire crackled in front of him, with teammates surrounding the flames in a pit. They had spent much of the day inside before transporting coolers of adult beverages as the gathering moved outdoors.
The article continues, as for the instructions, they were quite simple. No one should take offense to anything that was about to be said. No one should take anything personally either. And goalkeeper Kendall McIntosh insisted on another. Everyone would not only get a chance to speak, but must say something. Russell loved the last idea, and he added, no voice matters any more than anyone else's here. The group had arrived to Maple Ranch in the afternoon, and the earlier plans included more of a party feel, or at least a social gathering. That was by design. The point was to have fun again, to enjoy the company of teammates again.
Okay, before we continue with the article, let's step back one more time. Imagine you and your organizational group, whether it's a church group, an employment group, whatever it might be, and there's some tension and things aren't going particularly well. Listen to what they did. They go, everyone must speak. Everyone, whatever you say, will be taken sincerely and to heart and with equivalent meaning and power as anyone else's. Those are pretty good ground rules for a team meeting right there.
And what about that third one? No voice matters any more than anyone else's here.
Right. Yeah. No power. No power play.
That's a goosebump.
Yeah.
Moment here.
All right. As the article by Sam McDowell goes on, for weeks, Coach Vermees had coached confidence as much as I ever have, he said. This was a recognition of his team's mental state, but also a recognition that the lousy start was not about talent. Quote, you don't want guys dreading coming into work every day, Vermees said. He and Russell had brainstormed some solutions, such as Russell inviting the team over for dinner. This went a little bigger. The players spent the early evening at the ranch's bar and put sports on the TV and blared music over the speakers. They danced to Eminem songs, as a couple recalled. Took advantage of an open bar, as they nearly all recalled. But then, they mixed in the business part of the trip.
Sporting KC has been the best team in the Western Conference since May 1st, the article continues. The start of the season was so bad that even that was only enough to sneak them into the playoffs on the final day. They beat San Jose in penalty kicks in the opening round, then swept budding rival St. Louis SC, the number one seed, in the next. The article continues, the march continues Sunday in Houston. There is some subjectivity to the origin of streaks in sports, particularly those that take such a sudden turn. But this trip is unequivocally what sporting players say sparked theirs. Quote, just being there together, having fun and talking to each other throughout the day. The work was done because we felt like a team, Fontas said. But at the end of the night, the talking, that was huge. It was everything.
The talking. Okay. They went around the circle, one by one, offering the proverbial floor to each. Some spoke for a while, some only for a moment or two. Some were optimistic, don't give up, they said. Some were quite critical, even of teammates, and Russell insisted on absorbing that piece. But they all spoke, every last one of them. Russell, quote, there were a lot of things said that needed to be said and that we all needed to hear. Everyone sees different things. But at the same time, that's when you realized we all had the same mentality. We were there to get better. The fire pit is where everything started. Fontas said, I think that's why it was huge, because it made you realize we were all in the same feelings, all struggling. Nobody wants to be part of one of the worst teams in MLS history, but you could see it wasn't just you. It was this person sitting next to you. We were all struggling together.
Lee, I'm going to stop for a minute, and one of the three ideals that we've talked about in the books and podcasts is we're the same and we're unique. And I want to go back to this quote here where Russell said, there were a lot of things said that needed to be said and that we all needed to hear. Everyone sees different things. Everyone has a unique perspective.
Yes.
A unique point of view that has value.
Yes.
To the team. And then he says, but at the same time, that's when you realize we all had the same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same.
Mm-hmm.
We were all there to get better.
I think there was genius in establishing the ground rule that everyone had to speak. Because can you imagine if maybe 2/3 of the team had felt comfortable speaking and 1/3 had just remained silent?
Yeah.
What suspicions would there have been about their motives?
Yeah. What would happen with the team trust you're trying to create and confidence if people are silent or people aren't using their voice? So the article continues, the airing of grievances, if you will, commenced at 11 p.m. They remained at the fire pit, all of them, until 3 or 4 a.m., Russell said. The conversation never paused. So 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They never broke from the guidelines either, not even the one from the owner. By morning, the place was in need of some, well, repairs. The aftermath looked like a party scene from a movie. Leftover beverages strewn about. Taxidermy had been broken. Plenty of other messes to clean up. Illig said, a small price for me to pay. You know what happened next. Sporting flipped its season.
So in their very next match, which was a trip to Seattle, that had the feeling of a Super Bowl. On the first weekend in May, Sporting won in one of the hardest stadiums for a visiting team to win. They absolutely had to win. A group text among Sporting executives, including Illig, blew up during the game. Illig said, I've never wanted to win a regular season game more. A feeling of relief as much as excitement. Russell said, I think the next day when we left the ranch, you could already tell something was different. We were all in it together. But that game in Seattle, how together we were, just watch it. You can see it. The same veterans Illig had phoned sent him a text on the plane ride home. How about making the ranch a regular trip?
Lee, you and I have done enough work with groups and teams and organizations, whether it's training or consulting, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it true, or even just walking into an office, usually within a few minutes,
you can tell.
You can feel it.
Yes.
You can feel the culture
yes.
and the environment
yep.
within a very short period of time.
Yeah. I'm not just agreeing to be agreeable. I have sensed that so many times.
Yeah.
And you and I have both been on numerous managerial and executive retreats and stuff.
Right.
And within the first half hour of the first morning, you can tell whether it's going to be worth your time or not.
You got it. You got it. So the article continues, the win in Seattle came with another change, even beyond the result, and that too would be long-lasting. After future goals, the players huddled in a circle and introduced a new celebration, which, like those conversations around the campfire, involved everyone. Still today, there's one detail within that celebration they would like to keep internal. There are rumors about why they all place their arms around one another's shoulders and shake their hips back and forth. I've heard one of them and began to ask Russell about it. The fire pit dance? He asked. I nodded. I've heard. Yeah, Russell interrupted. It's not time for that part of the story yet.
The fire pit dance. So now, with the end of the article, you may want to know what happened next. Well, Sporting KC ended the season with a 12-14 one-loss record, or a 12-4 record after that visit to the ranch, and as we've said, they made it to the playoffs. As the article by Sam McDowell describes, once in the playoffs, they won their first match against San Jose, and then they upset top-seeded St. Louis in the next round. Next up was the team from Houston, and the Sporting KC Magic was finally defeated. But what a story. A story of the power of sharing leadership, the power of sharing power, the power of hearing everyone's perspective and insisting on hearing everyone's perspective, the power of calm urgency and self-confidence, teaming and the community that teaming creates. It's a story about the power of having fun together, the power of shared experiences and shared stories, the power of a great culture.
Lee, we have experiences like this happen, and I think sometimes it's difficult to then translate that experience, that powerful experience that you may have had, mm-hmm. where you understand the power of all of these things, and then go, well, isn't that true in every situation?
Yeah.
Now, we haven't done that yet. We haven't, in all the teams and communities we're in, we haven't sat around campfires, or we haven't, you know, popped back a few brewskis together and shared stories or shared honesty
right.
with each other. But don't we know that if we did that, it would be an awesome experience? So is there something that we hold back, you know, when mm-hmm. when that experience is there to be had, and we don't kind of believe it unless we experience it. But
right.
everybody has a story to tell.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed this story. And reflecting on it, we can all take to heart that everyone has an interesting story about their lives. Everyone has an interesting and unique perspective. Everyone around the world, okay, we're going to blow this thing up.
We're going worldwide.
We're going global with this story.
All right.
Everyone around the world that we have never met, everyone has an interesting story about their lives. Everyone has an interesting perspective. Think about that for a little bit. We're saying this story, this sports analogy,
mm-hmm.
it's translatable to the globe. Mm-hmm. It's translatable to everyone, to people. It's a human story.
It's a human story.
We don't need to actually hear everyone's life story and perspectives to know that they would be interesting and valuable if we could hear them.
Mm-hmm.
Do we? We don't think we have to hear that to know that some stranger that I would see has a fascinating story and perspective to share.
Absolutely.
We all do.
Yep.
Everyone's of equal value. Everyone matters. We want everyone to speak. That should impact how we interact with people we've never met. We're also going to go global on this comment, and it should guide how we vote on public policies.
With the mindset that everyone matters and everyone has a unique, powerful story to tell.
Exactly.
So we like to close these podcast discussions with a moment of optimism, momentum, and gratitude. Today, we are grateful for humility.
Oh.
Think about the power of humility as shown in the Sporting KC story. Humility that opens us up to curiosity, to learning and growing. Humility that does not presume a knowledge of the facts before we ask the right questions. Humility that says, I need help. We need help. Humility that says, I personally do not have all the answers. Humility that says, I have something to learn. Humility that seeks out the perspectives of others, that says, I can do better and that we can do better. And humility that says, together, we can figure out a new way forward toward a picture of our dreams. It starts with humility and then curiosity. And for that, we are grateful.
So in closing, what are your ideals? What are your pictures? What are your actions to take, and what is your influence to use? Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us today. As always, feel free to explore more about Pictures Out There at picturesoutthere.com and major social media sites. We hope you have the day of your dreams, the day of your pictures.